Parliament has given the green light for the Ghana Oil and Gas Free Port Project with its approval of the contract agreement. The commercial agreement is between government, Longhawk Ports Ghana Limited and Atuabo Free Port Ghana Limited. Presenting the report of the Joint Committees of Finance and Roads and Transport, the chairman of the Finance Committee, James Aveji, said the terms and conditions of the agreement were duly assessed. He said the agreement needed a little fine-tuning, especially to ensure government has the discretion on the type of cooperation extended to the operator in arranging for the project.
Since the oil and gas industry is expected to be the major driver of Ghana's economy, it is important to create the right infrastructure to accelerate the growth of the sector. The Atuabo Oil and Gas Free Port is well positioned to deliver the needed infrastructure to propel the growth of the sector to ensure that the country maximizes the benefits of the offshore oil and gas deposits. Also, the government is not expected to make any direct payment towards the project, neither does the cost of the project add to the national debt stock. And the fact that Ghana and Ghanaian institutions have the largest shareholding in the project, the committee is satisfied, subject to the proposed amendment, that agreement delivers value for money and is in the best interest of the country, as it will help create jobs and transform the economy of the region and the country as a whole. The committee, therefore, by majority decision, recommends to the House to adopt its report and ratify the commercial agreement between the Government of the Republic of Ghana, Longhawk Ports Ghana Limited, and Atuabo Free Ports Ghana Limited in respect of the Ghana Oil and Gas Free Port Project, in accordance with Article 1815 of the 1992 Constitution.
Chairman of the Finance Committee, James Aveji. The ranking member on the Roads and Transport Committee, Kwabena Owusu Edwami, outrightly advocated the cancellation of the commercial agreement. He said the activities of the Atuabo port will thwart the regeneration of the Takrade port. He also indicated the potential hazards the creation of the Atuabo port will bring to its immediate environment.
The traditional duties of the Takrade port affected by the quarry line and the hazard load enforcement, it's important that the Takrade port adjusts itself to a new business, and that is the oil and gas support services. Mr. Speaker, the restoration of the Takrade port to have only a new berth in addition to the existing one being used, in my opinion, is unacceptable, especially when the House has given its blessing to the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, the expanding the infrastructure to support the oil and gas business. The government's ministerial and technical team met Loro, and Loro objected to the expansion of the Takrade port to have a new one. It has been indicated in a report that the Joint Committee had by the Attorney General and Minister for Justice that the Atuabo Free Port would not be commercially viable if Ghana Ports and Harbors was allowed to have more than one new berth in addition to the existing one. Do we have to cut our noses and spite on our faces? Why is Loro Atuabo Free Port afraid of competition? And the proximity of Atuabo Free Port to the Jubilee Oil Force should not be used as a tool to discredit the potential that the Takrade port has. Because after all, we've been told at the committee meeting that the port that we are about to put up is supposed to service all the oil producing countries along the west coast of Africa, namely Guinea, Nigeria, Cameroon, and Cote d'Ivoire. So the proximity of the Atuabo Free Port to the Jubilee Oil Fields should not be used as a tool to discredit the potential of the Takrade port. Anybody who has moved in that Elembele coincidence area will agree with me that the topography is very flat. And Mr. Speaker, the rise of the sea after construction of Atuabo will inevitably cause hardships to our people there. Mr. Speaker, in view of all this, I will urge members to reject the adoption of this report and not to ratify this commercial agreement.
The MP for Shamar, Gabriel Esofi, however, had a contrary view. He noted that Sekendi Takrade is already a sprawling city and the nation stands to benefit immensely from the Atuabo Free Port.
Look at the benefit analysis. This project, as we were told in the report, will give a reduction of logistics costs to other oil and gas developments in the western region. But importantly, is the community benefit. If indeed this project comes on board, what the communities around the project area will benefit from is an intrinsic benefit that indeed we cannot even quantify at this point. So for me, indeed, this project is right on the money. Now let me talk about the so-called exclusivity clause. It is clear that exclusivity clause is for the period of 10 years within which the company is supposed to be paying their debt and retire the debt. But until the commencement date, there will be no exclusivity. Nobody here can vouch that DAPOA can build any more beds than the two additional that has been allowed them. There's no way. So, as a result, for me, that exclusivity clause is neither here nor there. Because after the 10 years, that exclusivity clause is done with. If the poor have the funding to build additional beds dedicated to oil and gas, they can do so. Second, it is saturated. And therefore, if the oil continues expanding, and with the way oil and gas operations are, it continues in that area, there will be a time to connect the traffic congestion alone.
You heard the MP for Shamar, Gabriel Esofi.
Meanwhile, Parliament is expected to go on recess tomorrow, Friday, July 18. Augustus Akwe joins us on the line with an update on what Parliament has been doing today. Augustus, you're welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Ibrahim.
So what has occasioned the early recess?
Well, the Majority Leader, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo, a while ago read a supplementary business statement covering the last 2 days of this meeting, but he didn't give any reason why the House is going on recess. Normally, for the House's second meeting in the year, they don't sit for long. They roughly sit for about 8 weeks, but it seems this time around, due to one or two reasons best known to them, they have cut down the number of weeks they are sitting in. So they are indeed going on recess tomorrow. Before they go on recess, we are expecting that the Committee of the Whole will meet to be briefed by the Minister for the Interior on the security situation in Bimbela. And then there will also be some other committees sitting, and then the continuation of the debate on the mid-year budget statement that was read to the House by the Finance Minister yesterday.
So the mid-year budget statement, the debate on the statement has been suspended for now. Is that the case?
No, the debate just began. The Honourable Haruna Idrisu is on his feet, and he is the first contributor. So listeners can tune in our subsequent bulletins for the details of the debate that members are giving in support or otherwise of the mid-year budget statement that the Minister of Finance presented.
Right, we definitely will get back to you for more updates. That was our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe.